Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Thank you so much to Johan Els. He's back with you tomorrow. And a beautiful joyride there. Spectrum and something else. And keeping the nation together, of course. Keeping us, you know, warmed up with goodwill in our hearts. Continue to do the great work. What an art, a spiritual art. To the Father be all the glory. Right. And it is Thursday Live, and we are only going to talk for an hour on this one because we have to allow President Ramaphosa to speak to us at 7 o'clock. So we are just going to touch on the topic and do definitions tonight. And let me welcome our guests. We have Apostle Phumlamfene. Greetings to you, Apostle.
Greetings to you, Muruti, and to all our wonderful listeners out there.
I hope you're well.
I'm well by God's grace, man of God.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Thank you so much. And we have Pastor Makamu is on the line. Muruti, greetings to you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're such a blessing, Muruti.
Yes, but
yes, I Gabog. How good coming in, God.
Yavana Makam, Yavan.
God on you.
Motella, Posto, Liganja, we should go to Corner Woods or Wens I am for.
Oh, Gabog.
Kubegu Gwens, a logo good for Wens I am.
Gabong, I'm from the Sammy Gabong, I'm Postolo.
Amen. Amen. You know, because we are going to hold this just for an hour, I want us to get into the definitions. Then next week we'll take it to part two and really dwell on this. And we have to shift for the president. He's coming in at 7. So we'll be tuned in to the president at 7. So much of the times, you know, we never touch on these issues. And I'd like us to look into the financial sins of our leaders. The financial sins of our leaders, you know, the lack of honesty at times, the lack of fidelity, the lack of industriousness, the lack of the virtues like diligence, you know, the lack also, the neglect of duty. When it comes to taking care of the ministry and making sure that you get people who the Father will touch with His Holy Spirit to run the finances, you find the leader is doing everything. Hasting, le palla le ko reka metsi. Very deciding powers, but also leaders, community leaders. It can also be. Leaders, our national leaders, and we're talking about, you know, business ethics here, and looking into the very notion of saying some of the leaders really are not, if one can say, quite virtuous when it comes to finances. The financial sins of leaders is what we are talking about. We trust the Father will do you good and bless you so much in a mighty way. And also, I'm going to feature our sister, Mashadi Mutobi. She's also on the line. Like I say, she's also with us in terms of everything that we just given, you know. Now we are going to touch on that. And speak with regards to that, on point, straight to the hour. Mashadi, greetings to you, and of course, welcome to the show. Leaders have quite a lot of sins financially, man. I remember at some stage, somewhere in the west of Pretoria when I was young, there was this financial leader who, when he was supposed to give a report of what had happened to the money for 2 years, he said, "Happen now, kids have more to come again."
endata leya muti beka nesibhakela leswinwanyana mfo loya angabi adlaya yabona so icabanga ukuthi lo hayi maka ngibamba ngale ncindi le sathe mina ngisabe umuntu la enkonzweni ngathi ha uyidlile imali ibhuti uyidlile imali uyidlile imali building fund ye 2 years yonke hundreds and hundreds of thousands gone with the wind. Yeah. Now, let me start with you, Mfundisi Makam, and you know, let me give you each 5 minutes just to talk on this, because we are launching this, we are speaking on this. The word is telling us about honesty, man. It's telling us about honesty. It says in Leviticus 19:36, you shall have honest scales, honest weight, honest ephah, honest hin. I am the Elohim, Yahweh, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. You shall be honest in your scales, in your dealings with people. The Father is calling in for honesty. And also it says in Deuteronomy 25:15, you shall have a perfect and just weight, a perfect and just measure, that your days may be lengthened. In the land which the Elohim, your Yahuwah, is giving you. Because as I said last week, Uguti, some dishonesties when it comes to these things, most of the leaders do not know. You are shortening your own days. Uzoshona. Hey, my daughter. Let me start with you, Mfundisi Makam. What comes to mind about this? Are leaders very much honest? You know, and we're looking into this. Are our leaders very much honest? Or what are the financial sins or business sins, especially on finances, financial sins of many leaders today?
Mfundisi, see, Tasha, it's a topic lapha kungathi ibucayi kakhulu la. Ibucayi kakhulu kangokuba I believe kutina emva kwaloku I will have to hide myself ukuze bangayishaya. Impela.
Yeah.
Mfundisi, inqeko zikaNkulunkulu mfundisi. Ziyathanda ukufundisa about ama finances. To give them party. Ukuba honest bona ngama finances with themselves. Abekho honest.
Hey, my dad.
Kukanjani lokhu mfundisi uzokubuka lokhu ukuthi na inqeko kuhlukana amabandla adabuke phakathi agijima yomali hayi sengiqale into yami akusinto kaNkulunkulu seinto yami lela ngendaba yokuthi na akatholi lutho lapha or so ukure ugreed lo muntu. Whereas uNkulunkulu is calling us ukuthi na sibe honest kuma finances wethu. Number one, be honest with yourself, be honest with God. Ukuze impilo yokwazi ukuqhubeka kahle. Kunokunye kwenzakala emabandleni mfundisi. Yokuthi uthola ukuthi umfundisi uyophetha ama finances. Akana ndaba kokuthi na abantu bathini. Akuna report financially ivelayo. Uma ivela le report uthatha ama finances angena egameni lakhe. Uyaphinda abhala izinto zama finances yebandla. So kahle kahle i power yonke ama finances i around yena. Akuna muntu waziyo ukuthi kwenzakalani. The next thing, imali uma ithathwa le mali lela either ye KFC on Monday ye tokofeleni manga yange tokofeleni iyodlala umChina or izinto ezifana nalezo ibandla uma ungabuza ukuthi bazalwane kathi ibandleni la kwahlala kuba njena akuna itulo or akuna but don't touch the anointed man of God. Lelo gama lela balithanda kakhulu ukulisebenzisa. Don't touch the man of God. Ngoba, you understand? And lelo gama lela balisebenzisa endaweni ewrong.
Yeah.
Ngoba abantu, they are not touching you. They are asking you, kati ama finances wala ebanje ahamba kanjani.
Hey,
but you don't touch the anointed man of God.
Touch not.
That hey, then less of cut less of. Abanye baziba kuthembisa nokuthi mntanami lizoduma kuwe lizoduma.
Hey, basho ukuthi manje.
Ah, so kuthi uzodonsa uzophambana nemvula.
Hey, mathatha.
Hey, uzophambana nemvula. Ansasho ke uma ungenzeka kanjalo ke kuthola ukuthi na abantwana bayafile nasisikoleni bathi ubaba akho or umama akho angithi uthanda kakhulu khuluma kakhulu and uthatha umuntu orongo uthatha umuntu orongo. You understand? Kati bazama kuvala lamanyana lawalawo ama finance ukuthi abafuni kuleta i report yama finance. Ibandla every year kumele liletha i report financial ukuthi this year senze lokho senze lapha sam inqeko ihambe kanje 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 but umuntu wabo u jack of all trades kuma finances uy MC uy treasure yonke lento le lapha uweniphi bandla wena yona lela kaNkulunkulu ora elinye bandla linomunye umoya.
Ya ngiyakuzwa
indaba yama finance mfundisi yinkinga kakhulu emabandleni yalimaza abantu abasafuna nokuya emabandleni and uma ngaba kusuhuye umfundisi aphethe ama finances uzobona umuntu kuyo phethe ama finances la umshana or unye ukhazini or ubanibani khona la ya ukhona khona la or even umkwenyane
or ex-girlfriend
i-girlfriend yebo athi umbizwa ukuthi my spice.
No, ngiyakuzwa mfundisi. Now let me bring this to you, apostle. Now much of the times when it comes to leaders, we overlook the notion of financial and business sins, you know, that are found amongst those who are leaders of churches, leaders of ministries, community leaders, leaders in business. They are leaders in education everywhere, but there is this notion of financial sins. What comes to mind?
You know, the sad thing is that you cannot mess around with finances unless you have put certain systems in place. So normally leaders who want to deal with the finances or who are really determined to somehow budget whether a company or an institution or a charity, you have to put systems that allow you to do that. We need to mention something. Sometimes babang baka kenya the relative sabone. He's a relative baka kenya somebody or by using the person can be manipulated or controlled from behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So hence I'm saying sometimes the system or the institution will be structured in such a way that it allows the leader to somehow benefit more than every other person. We see even in big companies how even CEOs have put systems in place that they're the ones that benefit more than every other person, as if though but they're not involved in the advancement and the progress of the institution. And it becomes a very sad scene, or it becomes a very sad state of affairs when you see same attitude happening in the church where Moruti feels like, okay, fine, my question has always been that Ulumuruti nanga over tang mochele things like a red. But anyway, some people would say, no, this thing can get quality to me, the one, the cable, the kiss, and the chenetaka, listen, you know what I mean? So people will use all sorts of means to justify themselves. But like, as I say, Moruti, hangata, we have noticed for overly certain systems or structures that are going into place. And then those structures, whether it's at or not, or whatever, back home to commit all this. It's really petty. And I've noticed that in oftentimes than not, it's when your needs, these are completely than the needs of the institution, than the need of the people. Because as you put systems in place that favors you, what you don't realize that as you keep destabilize a company. Remember what you pick out, and if you're not putting anything in place, you are somehow wena ka bo wena dismantling the very same institution.
Yeah.
In no time o tabo go tloa he motho mang bankrupt he kereke so say we simply because people keep taking system they have permitted, they have allowed. Muruti Bilobletin to be very powerful, Arbatar touch not. So people are not even allowed to ask questions, to interrogate leaders. And leaders, at the end of the day, they get away with them not being accountable. We see it in every form of leadership, whether it's government leadership, whether it's church leadership. Once we have people in place, number one, Baba Itang greedy to my copy. The next thing that follows is the system that supports the greed.
And that attitude. Yeah. I hear you quite well. These things really are coming across. Welcome to it. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Up to 7 o'clock, we will be touching base on this very issue of the financial sins of leaders today. And let us speak to Mashadi and hear what she's about on this one. Mashadi, greetings and welcome.
Good evening, Muruti Ray. Good evening.
Good evening.
And warm greetings to the Radio Pulpit listeners. And yo, what a topic. What a topic. Financial sins of leaders. Financial sins of leaders. And as you know, it is written that we can judge those that are inside, and we cannot judge those that are outside, because those that are outside will be judged by God or by himself. And the Son of Man also says, judge, and when you do, judge not based on the outside, but judge righteously. And as we study or wish to understand the financial sins of the leaders, we would then, or rather I would use the lens based on today's landscape, which says, what is financial management and what are the principles of financial management? What are the, what's the importance of financial accountability? Why is it important to have cash flow?
Yes.
And why is it important to have what we refer to as financial reporting? And why should companies, for example, have integrated reports at the end of each financial year? And why is it important to talk about governance, corporate governance? And Christ, the Son of Man, speaks to these issues in a different way. And when we unpack the topic, the title on its own, and as you read the scripture, Matthew chapter 23, and that's where I'm going, and let's allow listeners today, and I trust the Most High that listeners will be able to navigate scripture as we go on this journey to find out exactly as to what these financial sins are all about, what do they entail, and why would they be referred to as financial sins of leaders. Because Christ himself begins by saying, in fact, he does not begin, he ends up in terms of chapters. We know that the Bible was not written in chapters, right?
Yeah.
It was written in chapters by those who came late thereafter
those
who revised the book. There's a Council of Kent that removed certain books, and I would have loved to read chapter, chapter 10, in particular verses 4 and 5 from the book of Ecclesiasticus. But I cannot do that right now because we do not have the time. We do not have the enough time, rather. Jesus begins by saying, or rather ends by saying, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing!" Exclamation mark.
Yeah.
"See, your house is left to you desolate. For I say to you, you shall see me no more till you say, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Son of Man. He says that after teaching and speaking and addressing the disciples and the multitudes about the Pharisees and the scribes, and he says in verse 1 of chapter 23, they are sitting, he says in chapter 2, he says they are sitting in Moses' seat. The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. What is Moses' seat? Moses was a Levite.
Mm.
He was a Levite, the only tribe that was not afforded land or apportioned land, rather.
Mm.
The other 11 tribes were apportioned land.
Yeah.
And God said to the tribe of Levi, I will be your inheritance.
Mm.
And therefore, the tribe of Levite became the tribe of priests. And the priests then served in the tabernacle and served in the sanctuary. And as they served, they had every right to then receive tithes from those who had land.
Mm.
We're not there yet.
Yeah.
We are still on 23. So the position of power, Moses' seat is a position of power, meaning your middle name, corporate governance should be your middle name. There should be no conflict of interest.
Mm.
Your middle name should be the custodian of all policies pertinent to financial management, financial accounting, financial reporting, and cash flow, and the list goes on.
Mm.
At the end of it all, you've got to report to those stakeholders or church members or those who have been giving or putting money or depositing money into a storehouse as to how much has been gathered and what was done with it. So I don't have time. I would refer then to the book of First and Second Chronicles, and I also unpack there as to what those who collected money from the congregations did with it. The first thing it says is that they were trustworthy. They were trustworthy. Can we say that about our leaders when we talk about financial accountability? I'm not on financial sins yet. Financial accountability.
Mm.
So when you talk about financial accountability, you are highly likely to identify or observe, rather, an intersection of power and leadership and governance.
Mm.
And perhaps it is at this point where I would borrow from those who walked ahead of us and say, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Mm. Power in the sense that when you are sitting in Moses' seat, Christ says, whatever they say you should do, do.
Mm.
So it's a position of authority. You tell people what to do and they should do it.
Yeah,
it's a nice thing to do, to give instructions, right?
Mm-hmm.
It
mm-hmm.
feels good to give an injunction to people. It's not easy to follow the same instruction, because the very Son of Man says, you give them loads of burdens, you give them loads of responsibilities, you expect them to do a lot of things that you yourselves are not and cannot be able to do.
Mm.
And these things are things that they cannot do, or if they choose to deviate, to digress, and move away completely from the direction which they should be taking. They are doing all that in the name of God, but for their bellies.
Ish.
How do I know? Verse 14, still in Matthew chapter 23, verse 14. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. I like the other version says, frauds, hypocrites. For you devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers. Therefore, you will receive greater condemnation.
Mm.
Here's an issue. You devour widows' houses. It's a financial sin, because you devour widows' houses so that you can feed your appetite.
Mm.
And whether that appetite is for status, for a position, for showing off, for branding. It does not matter. You devour widows' houses. You just don't care because you possess the power, or people observed the laying of hands on you as that of being powerful, very powerful. They saw or observed power bestowed upon you by other pastors or bishops or apostles, and then you abuse that power. And in abusing that power, you commit financial sins by demanding money from people. How do I know? Verse 15. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you travel land and sea to win one proselyte, and one convert, and when he is won, you make him twice as much a son of hell as yourselves. You make them twice the sons of hell. The reason for that is financial gain. Nothing more, nothing less. You can demand as much money from congregations as you want. If they ask as to what you're going to do with the money, you are not in a position to account. I'm not there. I'm still on the part where it says you travel land and sea. You demand money from them not to travel and go see the sick in hospitals, not to go visit those who are in prison, not to go give clothing to the naked. You're doing it for financial gain, for status, for position in society, or even competing with your peers elsewhere, locally or overseas. It doesn't matter. It gets worse. You come back from overseas, then you boast to all of us. But I'm going to this one. Verse 17. Fools and blind, for which is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifies the gold? It's a question. And whoever swears by the altar, it is nothing. But whoever swears by the gift that is on it, he is obliged to perform it. Fools and blind, for which is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifies the gift? Therefore, who swears by the altar, swears by it and by all things on it. He who swears by the temple, swears by it and by him who dwells in it. I'm saying that just briefly to say the gold is important to pastor. The gift is important to pastor. And before pastor knows it, pastor has just committed financial sin. And finally, as we go further, verse 23, which you like the most as pastors. I'm not taking an opportunity from anybody. Verse 23, let's unpack it. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint, and you insist they should pay tithe, right? We'll get to it right now. You pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faith. These you ought to have done without leaving the others undone. A leader ought to apply justice, show mercy, and demonstrate faithfulness.
Yeah.
These you ought to have done without leaving the others undone. I'm going to a very simple place, which is called Malachi chapter 3, verse 15.
Yeah, I hear you quite well, Mashadi. And of course, you know, much of the times we fail in these regards. Let me bring it to you, Fundis Makam. What do you say? There is a notion of greed which perpetuates sinfulness financially amongst leaders. They compete. They want to drive the latest cars. They want to drive the latest luxury cars. Or they want to live in the highest suburbs you can ever imagine. And that is why we see these things. Uthini Mfundis Makamu?
Yeah, so you call greed in food. We call greed in Taylor.
ukufuna ukuzibona ufana no Ray.
Ukuhlala
endaweni eso.
Hawu Nkosi yami.
So, how come mina ngizanzohlala la emkhukhwini?
Mm.
Ure driver imisibi Benz. How come mina ngizo driver imaza?
Mm.
What kind of a pastor am I? Ngizothi mangifike ebantwini ngihluleka nokuzintroduce umuntu ukuthi I am a pastor.
Mm.
Kanti upastor lo lapho ilama finances unawo akwenzayo ube a pastor or pastor in the gift. Then all other things shall follow you, not you falling after them. You greet.
Mm.
Once you see Sukwenyenda from the sea, one of the ladies who goes to the pastor, Utuna, I think people are Baba, I don't Uma Asika, Kubanakala, Utuna, Utsike, Uba, Umfundi.
Evan.
Kahle kahle uzobonakala ngokuthi na avele ngemoto sise simthumela nje ngemoto enyana e right
ha
kuthi imoto e right but what matters most is the way zongena ngakhona njengo president namhlanje njengoba ngena e parliament is his presence is what matters most ukuthi angene njengo president uNkulunkulu akhona phakathi kuye azokwenza babe le. Asakwazi manje ukuhlukanisa.
Yeah.
Phela inye ingqeko ife yathi guys, I'm lady, I was be shopping for a Mercedes Benz because if you are a man and you fail to buy a Mercedes Benz for your wife, you are not a man enough. I am a pastor at that time.
Hey, my dad.
Besides being a man, I am a pastor. I am teaching the weight. If you fail to buy anything that's best for your wife, you are not a man enough.
How?
What are you saying? What are you telling us?
Mm.
We understand the phenomenon. So, kuna le nto le lapho. Even amasuti lawa la gqokwayo. Agqokelwa ukuthi na ugqokile ukuthi na uhamba uyoshumayela. Agqokelwa ukuthi na umfundisi kumele agqoke i-level elibuya endaweni enje.
Yeah.
And the levels international zenza ukuthi siwela angisho ukuthi sonke siwela kwalento le la kuma financial scene because at the end imali le izokorrupt ekugcineni kugcina kuthengiswa amavaseline kugcina kuthengiswa yonke le nhlobonhlobo yezinto ezithengiswayo lala kupleze izinto kwakungamelanga zipleze so that umfundisi azokwazi kubukeka ebantwini. And what about the people? What about the souls okumele siwa lana? Why we don't pledge to the number 7 abantu lapha esigangeni? Why we don't pledge? You know ukuthi nakuna lento yenziwa mama abandla abuye West Africa. Angeke beze bazofaka ibandla la emkhukhwini la kwa Hutu eCentralis. Tellnet. Bafuna santini kuphikuthi la babona khona ukuthi na ku right financially. And when they preach about prosperity, where you have to go to Dubai, and we have only to find another. When I started the church in Lampuli, one of the pastors asked me, "Kuchina, jengo buya na pano zozan." Kati niyala ku ojara niyala ku shumelo izi. Ukuru long tumi. Uyenzo ukubona ukuthi nidlani lapha ngiyakho. So kune lo greed lobo bukhona. Bonke abantu abasebenza ku gospel basebenzela imali bayi problem because sininkinga yabafundisi abaphuma eDanyani. Ile nkinga leyo ukuthi abaphendukanga ngezwi labahlaba enhlizweni.
Babuya eDanyani ejele amabhantidi.
most of them are pumed down,
All right, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Radio Pulpit, it is.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Radio buzzing of life, 657 AM.
All right, let me bring this to you, Apostle. The very notion we see much of the times, you know, there's so much of the financial sins that are done by leaders, you know, and in many instances, leaders are lacking on the virtues of honesty, industriousness, setting an example of integrity, and also fidelity. They cannot be trusted. You said something that a person, people that are entrusted with these are people of fidelity. It means people who are trustworthy. But are we seeing leaders really losing when it comes to this virtue, in that they continue more and more to commit sins? Apostle?
When you read in the book of Proverbs chapter 22 verse 1, it says, a good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, loving favor rather than silver and gold. But unfortunately, we live in an era where money has become, you know, a thing. Success has become a thing. And it's worse when that is found in the house of the Lord, where we are so much under pressure because we have concluded that success has a lot to do with material gain. So you will do anything and everything to show that you've already made it. So Murutu Uchilelana, you will be found driving the latest car. Hoba ni moya wa competition, you know, simply because one chavato rene namu dimu on tonafadi. You know, tonafadi dimu comes in very many ways and levels, but not in a way where we're not. You'll go to an extent of embezzling funds like a record or funds like any institution. So now the issue of integrity, the issue of a good name, the issue of honesty, we have thrown it out the window as leaders. That's like an unfortunate community. This is the order of the day, probably globally. You know, people that are entrusted with much in terms of institution, they feel they're entitled, you know, to rebar and bezelet as much as, and not only that notion, nobody, somebody said something very sad, you know, more especially in African families, and so here is Jari Babangata plating, Baba Jan Kahulu, even an abasa di joga speed, to tolor among us, so corrupt, the person or Jankapil, or Jilo Ufedit, doesn't care for a Babang Abaja enough, and unfortunately, that's the attitude most leaders have for it. As long as I can get as much as I can. As to what happened, those people were not put as much as you can. You don't even care. You don't even care for the people who are struggling, who are looking up to you. You don't care. You know, they try these schemes that people are using in different organizations, in different institutions to make sure that they embezzle money. And when sometimes when you are a friend of mine, they go into different institutions because they realize that even in with the NGOs, And some of these NGOs, good NGOs that are run by churches, some are not run by churches.
Yeah.
So now, when, and then when they check, they realize, lead the way the proposal, lead and some thing, and it's in corona order. But like somehow these people have managed to get into the system and understand how the system works. And then, so using the same system. So some people study system so well, so that at the end of the day, they are able to embezzle money from the very same system.
Sure. It is sad that we see these kinds of things really going on. Remember that we will continue next week about this and touch a bit on this. I want to touch on some of the notion of Mashadi that she made. I want to touch on that. And Mashadi says something here, and we are going to play just for just up to the hour. Then at the top of the hour, we go just a bit of it, just a bit of it. And then next week, we go to part two. Mashadi.
Jerusalem, Jerusalem, don't get angry at me as I bring Malachi chapter 15 to you. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, don't get mad at me and want to stone me because I'm pulling monies out of your mouth. I'm not doing that. It's the text, precept upon precept, line upon line. Jerusalem, oh Jerusalem, do not kill your prophets. Jerusalem, oh Jerusalem, how I wish I could put you under my wings like a mother hen when she covers her chicks. How I wanted to do that, but you're not willing. Oh, I trust the Most High that you'd be willing this time. I trust the Most High that you would not rob anyone. I trust the Most High God that you would not accuse anyone of robbing God from this day forward. I trust the Most High that you would not stone any prophet. I trust the Most High that you would... Bona, it does not matter how many times you try to bind. You bind and bind, and there's nothing to bind. There's the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Finish and klar. Malachi chapter 15. Let's go. And I will come near you for judgment. I will be a swift witness against sorcerers, against adulterers, against perjurers, against those who exploit wage earners and widows and orphans, and against those who turn away an alien because they do not fear me, says the Lord of hosts. Against those who exploit wage earners, everyone, most people, and wages. Even those who have land, they are not of any tribe of the 11 tribes, I beg your pardon. They are not the Simeonites, the Reubenites, the Gadites, the Asherites, the Josephites, the Benjaminites. They are none of that. They are the new seed, an incorruptible seed. An incorruptible seed. Now, we cannot exploit those who earn wages, including widows and orphans. Why do we do that? By focusing on verse 9, that people are, verse 8, that people are robbing God, and verse 9, that you are cursed with a curse. Now, let's go to Numbers chapter 18. You'll see a clear conflict of interest. One minute we want vacations. Another minute we want, you know, pyramid schemes. The next minute we are into money laundering. The second minute we are into personal branding. There's flyers everywhere. There's t-shirts everywhere. There's flyers for the church and advertising for the church, including account numbers and how much people should deposit into those accounts, taking the both the poor and the rich alike, taking from...
Okay, it looks like Mashadi paused a bit. Yes, Mashadi.
Alike, taking from them.
All right. We seem to be losing that a bit. I don't know what's going on.
In the name of the Most High, financial sin. Jerusalem, Jerusalem. Oh, how I long to put you under my wings like a mother hen when it comes to its chicks. Numbers 18. Then the Lord said to Aaron, you and your sons and your father's house with you shall bear the iniquities related to the sanctuary. Number one, you'll bear the iniquities related to the sanctuary. Underline sanctuary. Underline iniquities. And you and your sons with you shall bear the iniquity associated with priesthood. Underline you and your sons. Underline iniquity associated with priesthood. Hey, there's no time. There we go. Also bring with you your brethren of the tribe of Levi and the tribe of your father, that they may be joined with you and serve you while you and your sons are with you before the tabernacle of witness. I haven't unpacked this as yet. Let's stay there. You and your sons, you'll bear the iniquities related to the sanctuary. Hebrews chapter 8 verse 1 says, this is the main point, that Jesus Christ is the minister of the true tabernacle and the true sanctuary, not erected by the hands of man, but erected by God all by himself.
Now, let's stop there. Let's stop there for tonight, because now I see the president is getting ready. And then we will continue next week. Thank you, Mashadi. We are taking it through up to next week. And then, Apostle Pumla, your final words, just in a minute.
My final word is that whatever we do, we need to understand that we are people, more especially when you are put in a place of leadership. You are a person that's supposed to lead by example, and let's just do exactly that. You know, be accountable. That's
yes,
it.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And then, Mfundisi Makamu,
Mfundisi, my final remark is if I'm a pastor in a band, then you put a crash a corner.
Thank you so much, Apostle Pumla. Thank you so much. We continue
thank
with this
so
next week.
Thank you.
Blessings to you and shalom. And of course, Bab Makamu, thank you so much, sir. We continue next week.
Inkomu
Mfundisi Amina. And of course, coming up next, we will be listening to the President of South Africa.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.